Canberra. Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister James Marape have signed a mutual defence treaty in Canberra, strengthening security cooperation between the two neighbouring countries. Marape described the treaty as a product of geography, history, and the enduring reality of our shared neighbourhood. He added that, it is about one bigger fence that secures two houses that have their own yard space, highlighting the focus on bilateral cooperation rather than wider geopolitical rivalry. Marape was keen to downplay external influences, stating that, this treaty was not conceived out of geopolitics or any other reason. We maintain friendships with all, advocate peace wherever we engage, as far as foreign relations are concerned. Albanese said the pact makes very explicit the interoperability of defense assets between Australia and Papua New Guinea, emphasizing that, our greatest asset is our people. The agreement is reported to grant PNG the same rights as members of the Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance, which includes Australia, Canada, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, and the United States. The treaty also paves the way for 10,000 Papua New Guineans to serve in the Australian Defence Force, while PNG plans to expand its own military to 7,000 personnel. The move comes as Papua New Guinea, with a population of about 12 million, nearly 40% of whom live below the poverty line, seeks to bolster its national defense capabilities. The signing of the PUKPUK Treaty follows PNG's recent 50th anniversary of independence from Australia, which had administered the territory since 1902. The new pact comes against a backdrop of broader regional security and migration concerns. In 2013, Australia and PNG signed a Memorandum of Understanding on offshore detention, resulting in thousands of asylum seekers being held on Manus Island. The controversial detention centre was closed in 2017. Australia is pursuing similar security agreements with other Pacific nations, including Fiji, while a previously proposed treaty with Vanuatu on security and climate cooperation stalled last month. Australia also recently signed a landmark climate-related treaty with Tuvalu, providing resettlement options for people displaced by environmental crises. Climate change remains a central concern for the region, with Australia bidding to host the 2026 UNCOP climate summit alongside its Pacific neighbours, although Turkey is also competing to host the meeting.